We know the statistics, said Barack Obama in a speech for Father's Day 2008. The children who grow up without a father are 5 times more likely to live in poverty and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of schools, and 20 times more likely to end up in prison. They are more likely to have behavioral problems or run away from home or become teenage parents themselves. And the foundations of our community are weaker. If we are honest with ourselves, said Obama, we'll admit that too many fathers are missing. They are missing from too many lives and too many homes. Obama summed up, we need fathers. Well, that being the case, then why is President Obama pushing for fatherless families? Or, more specifically, for a new form of American family that is fatherless? The answer, of course, is gay marriage. With their sudden embrace of gay marriage, Obama and liberal progressives nationwide are unrelentingly advocating a redefinition of family that embraces fatherless families. Think about it. Married female-female parents will be households without dads. In so doing, liberals are shattering a rare consensus that they had nurtured with conservatives. There are a few things that liberals and conservatives agree upon, but one was the crucial importance of children being raised in a home with a dad and a mom. That principle remains unchanged. What has changed, however, is liberals' progressives' fierce acceptance and advancement of so-called gay marriage. In this rapid push, they're jettisoning this national consensus on fathers. As for those who disagree with their new paradigm, they are derided as cruel, thoughtless bigots. Actually, what today's liberals are advocating is even more radical. They're pushing not only for fatherless families, but also, conversely, motherless families. Think about it. Married male-male parents will be households without moms. Liberals always appeal to our emotions regarding children. What about the children? Well, yes, what about the children? As Barack Obama said in 2008, if we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that children need fathers and mothers. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.